Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. This is your first time here. We're the Gray Area. This podcast is about whatever we feel like talking about, and today we feel like talking about something a little different, y'all. But before we get into that, I'm Shakoya D.
Good old St. Breeze here with the chameleon.
It's your boy, Damani.
Chameleon.
I finished my communion.
Yeah, we had to finish our communion. But, yeah, we are the Gray Area. Welcome to the Gray Area, guys. If you haven't already, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Do that.
And, yeah. So, what we getting into today, y'all?
Ultimatum.
Ultimatum.
Mercy. Just want to start by saying, I shouldn't have watched this show. Like, it's not my type of show.
I wasn't going to watch. She had it on. I'm scrolling. And I'm like, oh, this is that show that everybody was talking about?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know people was talking about it. Like, got home, hearing in the background while I'm on the phone on my way home. Get off early. First day I got off early in weeks. Yeah. You know? So then it's playing in the background. I'm in a completely different world. She watching the show. I'm just driving, you know? But I hear it in the background. It's just like a little noise. But I'm thinking, I'm somewhere else. I'm probably thinking about my future, dreaming somewhere. And then making my food. And I turn around after I get inside. And I see Ultimatum. And I was like, oh, this is what she was watching. Yeah, got in there at episode 5, and I was like, oh yeah, you was like, you know, I wasn't supposed to be here this long.
Yeah, I was not, but I'm sitting there, I'm scrolling, I'm like, I'm about to get up and do something productive, and then, like, I look up at the screen, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, what is this? Like, what?
And as soon as you said that, I was like, you know, yeah, I'm just about to eat, probably finish this episode, get through half of the other episode, then I'm out of here. Ain't go to sleep till 3 o'clock.
So I actually wasn't supposed to be watching this show either. So I watched Love is Blind, both seasons, and I had heard about this show, and then people kept talking about it. Cause like we had saw the preview at the end of Love is Blind, the second season. And we was like, yeah, I'm not watching that. And then people kept talking about it, and then my friends was texting me about it. So I was like, alright, I'm gonna check it out. And then so that I could talk to y'all about it. And, yeah, I was watching it. Damani just happened to be on the couch while I was watching it, and he was stuck. And then when he walked in, when Breeze walked in, what do we call him?
How do you feel like good old St. Breeze?
When good old St. That's too long. When Breeze walked in, I told him, I was like, you gotta watch it. Like, you have to watch it. Because you walked in on episode 5. I was like, you gotta see how we got here. Because this is not the same.
These are not the same
people that was there in the beginning. So, now we here talking to y'all about it. And so, this episode is gonna be a review.
This looks like the cups.
I mean, it is a stemless wine glass.
It was metallic.
Yeah. But yeah, this is gonna be a review about The Ultimatum. If you haven't seen The Ultimatum, you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, you don't gotta watch it.
But it's great.
It creates good conversation, though.
Yeah. Right. So if you haven't seen it, just know this is about to be a spoiler alert. So the concept of the show is basically, I'll explain the concept of the show, and then I got an initial question for you guys. All right. So it's 12. No, not 12. It's 6 couples. Is it 6 couples?
It's a bunch of couples.
It's five couples, right? Okay, so it's 10 people. It's 5 couples, and one person in each couple has issued the other person an ultimatum. Either you marry me, or you propose, or I'm leaving. And basically, this is a social experiment where, okay.
I think it was 12 couples.
It was 6 couples, so it was 12
people. 12 people, 6
couples. So, yeah, basically, the experiment is we come here and then for 3 weeks we find somebody else to fake be married to. It's a trial marriage for 3 weeks with somebody else. And then you go back to your original person and do a trial marriage with them for 3 weeks. And then you decide if you want to propose to the person you came here with, or you want to leave with the person that you met here, or if you want to leave by yourself. So, my first question to y'all is, how would you feel if somebody gave y'all an ultimatum to marry them?
Just the ultimatum, or we go on ultimatum?
Oh, no. Okay, first, just giving you an ultimatum in general. That's first. And then I want to hear about if y'all went on the show. But just like a regular ultimatum, like, if you don't propose to me, I'm out of here.
Depend on the circumstances. Yeah. I feel like at the first, me being me, I'll probably be like, alright. I just need some time to process what you just said. Give me 24 hours to come back with an actual answer. But the first answer probably be like, alright.
Interesting. How would you respond?
Yeah.
If I gave you an
ultimatum. I don't personally respond well to ultimatums, only because, like, I just don't like ultimatums. It's like, we can have a conversation about what you want to do and what I want to do, but as far as like, hey, you gonna do this or else, it's like, oh, I'm not your kid. I'm like, we're not going. Like, what is this? Isn't this ain't a negotiation at that point? It's literally, hey, you doing this, or I'm out.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be a negotiation.
Yeah, but that's that. So how does that for me? It's like, if you're to start your relationship on a, hey, like, it's my way or the highway kind of thing. It's like, when does it stop? Like, when you get married, it's like, when does it stop? When is it, all right, now we can compromise? Like, because if you started that way, then at any point in the relationship, it's like, all right, well, I'm going to give you this ultimatum. If you don't do it this way, then you know, there's no compromise. There's no negotiating in that, to me.
And I got a question, too. You say, all right, get the ultimatum. Right? Mm-hmm. You marry me or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's just proposing. People be engaged for years.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So that's not, it's not changing anything.
But a lot of people who, they just want to feel like they're moving forward into the next step. And some people just want to be engaged, right? And they don't, and a lot of people think of marriage as just being the wedding. Like, they're not processing, like, oh, I'm going to have to, like, live with this person, or I'm going to have to see this person every day now, or, like, we're sharing finances now. Like, it's a different thing. But a lot of times, at least how we're taught here, like, as women, we're taught to have, like, the fairy tale wedding, or to, like, we're taught to, I guess, fantasize about being married. But, like, just the getting married part, not necessarily the actual being married afterwards. So that is very true, because you never know, the person may propose, because that's the ultimatum. The ultimatum was that you propose to me or I leave. The ultimatum wasn't you propose and we get married in X amount of years or X amount of days or I leave. So that would still be the person getting what they wanted. Yeah. Not realizing that that's not actually what they want.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, why would you want somebody to, like, because it's like at the end of the day, you didn't really want to propose to me,
you just did it.
And then that's like the complete opposite of what you actually wanted. You wanted them to purposely choose you.
Well, I feel like that was like the point of this experiment, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, everybody wants to be chosen, right? So, in this circumstance, in this scenario, it's like, yes, I gave you the ultimatum, but we went through this process, so now you can see that you want to marry me. I think that was, I guess, the intention of the people who gave the ultimatum initially. I feel like that's what it was. I don't think that that's what happened. But I think that was the initial thought, like, then you will choose me. Like, you'll see that we are ready to get married. And that, yeah, it just wasn't always the case. So, before we get into the different couples, how would y'all feel if you were actually brought onto the show? You were given an ultimatum and
I wouldn't go that far, not even for the person. I'm not going on the show. If we go on the show, I'm leaving. Now you're gonna give an ultimatum.
If we go on the show, I'm leaving. Yeah, because why am I like this? This is stupid. The whole actually watching the show, it was really stupid because you're spending 3 weeks with a complete stranger. And then people are getting upset that she's spending 3 weeks with a complete stranger when you signed up to spend 3 weeks with a stranger. Like, that's just what, you know.
You know, people be signing up for stuff and they don't really realize, like, what it implies. And also, in a lot of ways, I feel like people thought that their partner was going to be more respectful of their relationship than they actually were. But also, people be dumb. People be dumb. Yeah. Point blank period. So you would give another ultimatum and you would just be like,
nah, I'm not doing that. Like, we're just not going. Like, I'm not doing that. And then again, basically the same thing. Because if you really wanted me to go and it's like, nah, we're going on the show, it's like, all right, then, you know, have a great day, have a great life.
We can talk about this. Like, yeah. We don't have to go on this show. And like, everybody don't need to know what's going on. Everybody don't need to be in our business. That creates problems and messiness, and that's a bit much for my life.
So what if the rebuttal is, like, we don't even know if this is going to actually get picked up as a real show. Let's just try. I'm not trying to go on TV. Alright, so.
That's a bad rebuttal.
Yeah. It is a bad rebuttal, but I also wouldn't go on the show.
Because then I got to introduce a new stranger to my mother on TV. Now I got to. It's just a lot going on.
I would be feeling some type of way. But, alright, let's get into these couples. So the show in its entirety was a hot mess, right? It was like, it was really, really good, bad TV. I will say that. If you want to watch it, stop this episode and come back to it after you watch it. But if you don't want to watch it, let's continue. So who we're going to start with is Jake and April. So how did y'all feel about Jake and April?
I like April. I didn't really care for Jake.
Why didn't you like Jake?
It's just something about him wasn't sitting well with me. I can't pinpoint it, but it was just something that I didn't like.
Didn't like about him?
To be honest, I felt April was annoying, and I thought Jake was the only person that seemed, I think if out of everybody on the show, I think Jake probably got the most realistic outcome we experienced from this entire thing, because the only thing that my boy wanted to do, he wanted to travel the world for a year. She like, and you either, you gonna marry me, we gonna have kids right now. He like, I just want to travel the world for a year.
The fact that he didn't want to be there, that could be the reason that I was like, you know, I don't really like, he not into it.
Yeah, he not.
Because he genuinely didn't want to be there. He was like, I'm literally only here for you. Like, and he's like, I plan on marrying you. I just want to travel first. I'm just not ready to get married right this second. And she was like, well, why did you buy me a minivan?
Because I plan on not right this second.
You asked for it right now, so I gave you it right now.
And like April, I think I understood. Like I rocked with April after the when they were picking everybody.
Yeah.
During when she stood up and she was like, nah, you guys got to go through this experiment. We all got to go. Like I recognized that, and I was like, all right, I appreciate that for you. I appreciate you for being the person to stand up and say that, because most people would just be like, all right, well. Hey.
Right.
You know, it is what it is, but she was also like working on herself, and I got to give her credit for that, because she was really trying. So it's not like I dislike her per se. I just think she was just annoying. Like I can understand why for him it probably felt like everything was about her and none of it was about him. And so,
but I mean, even when they like when he took Ray to meet his mom was basically like, you could tell his mom and his girlfriend was running his life. Like, yeah, they were.
Mom ain't like Ray.
Exactly.
He was like, what'd he say? He said, oh, if my mom don't like you, then I don't think we're going to be.
Yeah. And just straight up lied to her face. Was like, yeah, my mom loved you. My mom loved you. So if y'all haven't picked up on it now, the So Jake and April came in here originally together, and then Jake and Ray actually wound up getting together. That was his new partner. So they, I liked them together. They had really good chemistry. I didn't have an issue with Jake. I thought he was cool. I just knew he didn't want to be there, and I think that he just probably felt that this was another instance where he wasn't doing something for himself, but didn't realize that that's what was happening, and that's where the animosity was coming from. But once he got with Ray, he started opening up, and he was like, oh, it's possible to have somebody that just likes the things that I like and isn't going to try to control every decision that I make or actually ask me what I actually want in life and stuff like that. And I feel like she probably felt that same way in some ways, because she had her life planned out. As she said in the first episode, I don't think she really had it planned out like that. She had said she had her life planned out, and her next step was marriage. And
it was like 23.
Yeah, all these couples were so young. And it's crazy because I know when I was growing up, I was, at their age, I had already envisioned myself, like, being married, having a family. I didn't know what it looked like, but I was just like, that's what you do. So I know exactly where these girls' heads was as far as getting married. I don't know where Colby head was at because I'm not no guy, and I don't know what he was thinking. But as far as the girl, it was like, yes, this is the next step. I did the things. I got my degree. I did whatever. I worked this job, whatever. It's time for us to get married if you're serious, because the clock is ticking. And we done been in this relationship for 2.5 years. All of them been in a relationship for like 2 years.
That was probably like the
minimum requirement.
That. Yeah, that was probably a requirement.
Because maybe it's just me. I just be thinking, what's the rush at this very, like, especially at 22? It's like, bro, you can't even rent a car by yourself. Like, it's not even, like why are you in a rush to,
but,
I don't know.
But you don't realize, I feel like as a woman, a lot of times, you don't realize that there's no rush until you actually get there. Because you're, like, literally from being a child. We're told about happily ever afters and fairy tales and getting swept off your feet. I don't know who's swooping off people's feet, but getting swept off your feet and stuff like that. So, like, that's what you're having in your head, and it's, you're like, okay, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Until I got to my 20s and I realized how young I was still thinking, yeah, I'm going to be married or either that, or I was going to die alone. You know, a lot was going on. A lot of bad decisions.
No,
so.
No in between. He's no. Married or dying.
It was, yeah. It was. I was like,
oh, that's funny.
It was, yeah. Anyways, we'll talk about that another day. But I understand why. And then with April having her fertility issue, she's like, well, we got to make this happen now, or else. But when you gotta make sure you with the right person. That's really it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the whole point, right?
Yeah, that was the whole point. Yeah. So they see, so they can remember how good they had it when they was in their relationship.
Yeah.
But it's like,
some people had it better without their relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, and then so when you look at how, like, our Ray and Jake, when they were together, it was like, to me, it was like night and day seeing the difference between how they communicated and how Jake.
Like, she was actually talking. Like,
what?
She was actually talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray, she wasn't talking. Like, she was like, I was like, mm-hmm. Wow. That's why I like Zay. Because she wasn't talking. He was trying to talk. He wasn't articulating how he, as good as he could have, but he was trying. That's what I liked. He was trying, and she was just like, I was like, oh, yeah, I don't like that. That's why I didn't like Ray.
Yeah. But it's funny, because I wonder why, I guess, I don't know why, but I wonder why she was a lot more, because she was willing, she was letting it all on the line for Jake.
That's another thing about going on the show. They're not talking to their partner, for real. but they talking to this stranger, just letting it all out. It's no way that a random person should come up to me like, yeah, I know all this stuff about me, know this, all this stuff about the relationship. It's
But that's what people do.
That's what people do, but it's not acceptable.
But it's not acceptable, but that's that, like, this was a, I guess, incubated, is that the right word? Incubated view of what people be doing in regular life.
Yeah, and it's not.
And this, in this situation, they were just supposed to be finding somebody else to live with. What was happening with Ray and Zay was Ray didn't trust Zay because he was out all night half the time. Mm-hmm. He sounded like he may have cheated on her in the past or something like that, or just giving her a reason to feel like maybe he be cheating sometimes. Like, granted, when he left and didn't come back till 8 in the morning, it's like stuff like that. You do stuff like that, I can't trust you. So if I can't trust you to be loyal to me, I don't feel like I can trust you with my emotions or my feelings.
Okay,
and,
so with that,
And when I'm talking to you, if I feel like you want me to talk, but whenever I speak, you're not listening, then it discourages me from speaking.
But I feel like with Zay and Ray, that, like, it was a two-way street with that, because, like, so Ray's like, hey, all right, you want me to do something, right? I need you to tell me what you want me to do, right? So he, but she's not giving him anything, so he's like, all right, I'm just gonna, I don't know what you want me to do. Then when he actually is ready to actually, like, explain how he feels, she not letting that man talk for nothing. So it's like they were both doing the exact same thing where they're not letting each other talk for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So of course it's like their communication was terrible. Yeah. I think that's what the basis of it all was, because you can see whenever Zay gets frustrated, he walks off in the middle of the conversation because he can't get the thought out. So like even when he was sitting with her mom, and he's trying to have a conversation. That pissed me off so much. He asked her a question. He's like, so how long have you been feeling like this? And she just looked at him and was like,
She was legit like,
oh, I didn't want to interrupt you. He was like, that was a question. Like, what are you talking about? There was no way for you to interrupt me.
He needed some help. Because it was three on one.
Yeah.
He needed some help.
Yeah.
Should have called up the homies like, hey, help me.
I mean, and I feel that. So their communication on both ends was terrible. But I just recognizing that. And then him not fully knowing how to express himself.
But they still, man, he only 24, 25.
Yeah, but I mean, it's 24, 25-year-olds who know how to express their emotions.
There is, but he's not one of them.
I know, but that's what I'm not saying that he's wrong for not knowing how to express himself. I'm just saying that adds to the miscommunication or not being able to properly communicate with your partner. Because
right, and if my partner isn't talking to me, how am I practicing?
I don't know, because I don't know how long they've been trying to communicate for. That's the thing. We don't know how long, like, when did he start trying to express his emotions? Like, has it been like this the entire relationship? Did that just start recently when he started feeling like maybe she was the one?
But even like, with that, go back to when you're talking about trust, about if something, I can't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I on this show? If you can't trust me,
of this stuff was unresolved issues, and you didn't some of the stuff I don't feel like they realized was as big of an issue until they got on the show. Like the whole I don't necessarily fully trust you, I feel like where her mind was at is if we get married, right? If we go ahead and get married, because a lot of people feel like once they marry somebody, that means that person's gonna stop doing what they're doing or whatever. Because at that point, we're married, so you gotta make compromises for me. She didn't like him being an influencer and all that stuff, so she was probably thinking maybe we'll compromise on that. You won't go out as much. We'll, you know, start building a life together that works for both of us. But you don't realize these issues, whatever issues you might have, until you actually get into situations like this.
As an influencer, this is how I'm getting paid. So it's like, I just dropped this, and I'm still in school. So it got to be some type of if I'm transitioning out of influencing, but this is what I love to do, this is what I'm doing, this is how I'm...
But there's a way to do it. The issue, right. The real issue is that she didn't vocalize why why she had trust issues with him. Like, it's one thing to be like, all right, I don't trust you, right? So I'm not going to share. But he's asking, hey, what do I need to do better? And if you don't tell him, hey, this makes me uncomfortable, he has no way of knowing that these things make you uncomfortable. So he's like, what's going on? And you just, I mean, you know, like, there's nothing for you to work on. Like, there's nothing for you. So he doesn't know where to go.
I feel like she felt like maybe the having a ring would help her feel more secure in the relationship.
But I think that relationship was just based off sex. Well, I know that relationship was based
off sex. Well, I don't think the whole thing was based off of sex. I think it was a huge part of it, but I don't think, like...
I think that's the reason why they stayed together.
Yeah, I think that's why... that's why they stayed together, but I don't think that that's why, like, the relationship started. I don't think that the whole thing... We do not know these people.
We don't. But I also think... And again, I think they both had something they need to improve on, but I think for Ray to... Like, what's the point of giving him an ultimatum if you know you're not, like, he has all of these things he has to work on? Because there's no, for me, if I'm giving somebody an ultimatum and I'm saying I'm ready to get married, then it's like, I'm not saying that, I need you to work on X, Y, Z before we get married. It's like, you sound like you want to get married right now. So it's like, clearly the issues aren't that big a deal if you want me to get married right now.
But a lot of people don't realize that they need to work on stuff by themselves before they actually get married. They feel like, oh, well, you know, we'll work on this stuff, you know, as we grow and da 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 da. When it's like, nah, this is a you problem. You need to figure this out before you decide that you want to marry me. Or this is a me problem. I need to figure this out before I decide I want to walk down the aisle. Most people don't think about it like that because most people don't actually resolve whatever trauma they're going through. Most people don't feel like they have problems. Mm-hmm. Most people don't feel comfortable going to a therapist, whether they're in a bad spot or a good spot. People just feel like, oh, the issues, either they're going to bury it, it's going to work itself out, or, you know, they're not doing anything to actually work on the things. And then you get placed in a scenario where you got 3 weeks where your partner can basically cheat on you. Like, you gave your partner the green light to cheat on you. And...
Speaking about that...
Hold on. You gave your partner the green light to cheat on you, and you're not realize, like, that's when everything starts to come to the surface of, oh, this is actually a problem. Or you're seeing things in other people that you didn't even know. Oh, I thought life was just like this. I didn't realize relationships could be like this. So then you're starting to see, oh, this is actually an issue, or that is actually an issue, or, you know, I can't believe I put up with that all this time, or is that how I act? Like, just stuff like that, you start to see that stuff. And I don't remember where we started with this, but...
You had said something about... you gave your...
Oh, partner green light to cheat on you.
And that's the reason why I didn't like Randall. Because the way he was the way he was speaking... I ain't like how he was speaking. Like, he was a great communicator, but it wasn't very effective. Like, when it was outside, and he was like, well, technically, you my ex right now.
But I don't think he was a great communicator.
He wasn't. But
he could talk. He knew how to talk and formulate words properly, but he didn't.
Him and Jake are the exact same person.
You think so?
So Jake was saying the entire time, hey, you know, April just dragged me here. I didn't even want to be here. Randall saying, hey, I mean, technically you're my ex right now, so we have to go through with the experience. They're saying the exact same thing. They were like, listen, I didn't sign up for this, but since I'm here, the only difference is Jake was actually feeling bad about it. Randall was like, hey, since I'm here, I'm just going to do whatever. And that was one of the things I didn't like about Randall either, because on the very first day, he's like, he's telling Shanique, all right, everything going to be cool. As soon as Madeline came up, he was like, yeah, you know, she don't be listening, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, dang, you didn't take a second,
I didn't
bro.
Like that. They was going in on their significant others. Like, and it's what? Like, bro, why are y'all leading with this? Like, talk about what y'all have in common. Like, something, like, I would be pissed if we went on this thing, which we would not be going on, but if we went on this thing and the first thing I saw, first clip I saw was you talking to whatever girl you was with, just talking bad about me the whole time. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's an argument from the jump. Like,
yeah. That's why I say, like, Jake and Randall, to me, they're the same person for the most part.
Okay, so that's probably why I didn't like Jake. He just didn't say the words. Randall was saying the words, and I was like, that's not what you say. Yeah. If you want to be with this woman, these are not the words that you choose. Say. This is not how you speak to her. He's 26. He's 26. One of the oldest ones that made it.
He was 26?
He was 26, yeah.
But this is, and then he speaks too well. He has his vernacular is too well to be talking like this. Like, it's like it wasn't clicking. That's the thing with this show. Nobody, it wasn't clicking up here. Mm-hmm. I understand y'all on the show. Let's play the game. We on the show. Let's play.
Randall, again, the main difference between Randall and Jake is that Randall, he was like, all right, since we here, I'm gonna play the game. Jake is like, I feel bad about, like, I don't really, because I kind of like her, but I don't really want to do that.
Like, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but if you go from Shanique
to
Mandy, Shanique to Mandy, I'm like,
yeah, that was wild.
And the first episode, he was like, yeah, she's beautiful. Like, as soon as I saw her, I was, it's a reach. It's a reach. Look next to you.
It's like,
come on, because Shanique had it together the whole time.
Yeah, Shanique was the best looking person on the show.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know.
When we was talking to Grandma, gotta have great communication, mm-hmm. trust.
She was an three, island, yeah.
Number three, gotta keep it shallow. So we gotta be.
That's not what Grandma said.
So you gotta
A teensa shallow.
Almost forgot.
Lord have mercy. But what I was gonna say was, dang, what was I gonna say? Okay. So what I was gonna say was, I don't think, honestly, and none of them were good communicators. I don't think Randall was a good communicator because he was saying words, but like he sounded dumb.
He sounded like he was presenting in class. Like, you just say words, say big words, so people are like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, just throw a big word in there, and then, like...
It's not hitting.
He was not making no sense. And then what pissed me off was... Okay, sorry. I keep clapping. What pissed me off was when Shanique had... Well, first of all, let's go... First thing that pissed me off about Randall, he was making Shanique feel all secure. Like, we're going to come out of this stronger. I got you, babe. Like, you know, I know you decided to do this. Like, it was your decision. But we... You know, I'm not going to do nothing to hurt you. He said all of that stuff to go hang out with Mandy.
Shakespeare.
Yes. All that Shakespeare. And then, when... So that made me upset because, like, as soon as he got with her, he like, oh, yeah, you know, we here in an experiment. I had my eye on her since she got here, you know? And then...
I would have been like, you don't got nothing to worry about.
But then the other thing that pissed me off was, damn it. It's like I keep losing it. It was there.
It was the communion.
It was the communion.
Communicators. Communicators.
What pissed me off was when she asked him, like, why, what was holding him back from getting married. He had talked about financial stability, yada, yada, yada. But then when it was at the party, the first party with everybody there, it was like episode 2. And
he said he was using it as a crutch.
Yes, somebody else asked the question, and Shanique was sitting right there. He was like, honestly, it is an excuse. It's not drunk, nothing to do. That's how he really felt. Because he had explained it, broke it down, flipped it around, all that stuff, and Shanique's sitting there crying.
But then, I came in on episode 5, so... Episode 6 or 7, that was when he was talking to Mandy, when they all was drunk. Mm-hmm. And then I came in late, so I didn't know. The episode I came in, he was like,
It's like, what is this?
Yeah, let's see what's going on. Hold on. Let's see what's going on. So then he went back to Mandy and he was like, you know, Kobe said he's whatever episode he just watched. Yeah. And I was like, I don't like you. But then the reunion came around and I was like, okay. You got better. You got a little better. I don't know why he got better, but
I mean he
had to tighten up.
He lost some family members and stuff.
Yeah, that's what he said in the reunion. He said he lost his
grandfather, or something like that. But him and Shanique had broke up for like six months. Mm-hmm. After the show, and she was there for him the whole time, basically when he was going through whatever he was going through. But excuse me, I feel like he was a terrible communicator.
He was just like
the rest of them. Yeah. And I really thought it was.
But he wasn't trying. He was just throwing words out there. He wasn't trying to improve the communication.
But you're right. But
I was gonna say, I think him and Shanique, together they weren't communicating well. They can communicate well individually, but together, because he's trying to explain some of the time, he's trying to express himself. And then as soon as she hears something she don't like, she like, what?
Because he be overly explaining. He does. And trying to sound all profound and just talk to me. Like,
he does. He does. I agree. But some of the time, you can see before he even, like, that same episode, we had just watched it. And I'm watching and I'm listening to what he's saying. And then I'm looking at her reaction and it's like, she already tuned him out. Like, she tuned him out like two sentences before that. And then he's like, but he's still trying to go. He's like, why are you walking away? Why we trying to talk? Why are you walk? And she's doing the exact thing that Zay does every single time. She's just doing it to Randall.
Yes. I did, when we was rewatching this episode, so we rewatched episode 5 because we was forgetting everything before this podcast. But when we was rewatching that episode, Zay and Shanique are the same person. Low key.
All of them attracted to the same, well, went to the same person.
Because I think it's because they were with people who were so opposite of them. Mm. So then they gravitated towards people who were more similar to them. And they realized that it was too much. They didn't like that too much. But I feel like that's probably what happened. I feel like as far as communication goes, Shanique and Zay are the same person. Because they be wanting the other person to say something, but they don't really be wanting the other person to say nothing. They want them to say what they want them to say. But I think it's also in the way that Randall be talking. Like, the way that he puts his sentences together, it'd be like, you wasting my time. Like, you really wasting my time, and I'm not going to sit here and listen to this. Now, Zay, on the other hand, he be like, I don't care what sentence you about to put together. You wasting my time. Yeah. I'm still talking. But I liked Zay and Shanique. Initially, I liked them together because I liked the way that Shanique was able to put Zay in his place. Because I feel like he really needed that because he wasn't getting that from Ray.
I agree. She had said that in a reunion. She was like, you wanted me to speak up for myself. Now I'm speaking up for myself. And I'm a talk. You won't hear what I got to say.
She went in. I was proud of her. I was very proud of her in that moment. Because although they were bad at communicating with each other, in general, like, she wasn't never really saying to him how she actually felt. In any context, good, bad, or whatever, like, she wasn't actually expressing her emotions to him.
And that's really all he needed was for her to express. She wouldn't even cry in front of the boy.
She wouldn't. Okay. She wouldn't ever return. She said, I gotta go take a shower. She wouldn't go cry in the shower. Like,
if I'm not talking to you without a camera in my face, why do you think I'm about to express myself in front of this camera?
But it was her who brought him on the
that's,
show.
That's the point. I'm trying to. And she's so expressive with Jake off the rip.
Off the rip.
She just venting her whole life. And it's like, he like, hey, just like, do you want to marry? Like, do you want to be with me? And she just, I got something in my eye. I gotta go to the back.
She said, I feel sick.
Oh, in the first episode, they was like, Zay was like, tell me how you feel about me. And she just got quiet. She said, I feel like this experience is gonna really bring us together. And then in the confessional, they was like, so why do you care about Zay? like, why do you love him so much? And she was like, is this the last question? Or can we skip that?
She didn't answer.
Is this the last question?
The answer was sex.
Yeah,
that's why the relationship... That's why they're in a relationship for sex.
Yeah, it was nothing else for real. They just, and even like you said, even in that example, when he asked, he was like, "So, like, what about me?" She started naming, like, "You know, I just feel like we're ready to get married." He's like, "All right, that didn't say nothing about me."
Right.
Okay, like y'all just right. It's just run around and it's like,
and it was sad.
And it's like, why give him an ultimatum if you don't even know why you want to marry him?
Because people don't be thinking that they need a reason. They be like, I'm ready to get married. It's time to get married. We've been in this relationship for 2 years. And it's time for us to get married. And it's like, y'all could wait a little bit longer. Because y'all don't even really know each other like that at this point. Like, and he's still in school.
Yeah,
he
definitely is.
Pay off your student loan debt. You know,
when we
cross this. Yes, because when are you graduating?
Yeah,
that would have...
But I like Zay, but he needs some time to figure out how to articulate.
I even understand that, just because I was that age at one time.
You was?
And I couldn't articulate how I wanted to. Like, the words was up here, but when it came to get it out, I couldn't get it off my chest, so I just had to.
Yeah, and by the time it's like right when he's about to get to the word that he, or the feeling that he has, somebody would be like, hey, bro, what are you doing? What you talking about? I don't even know. It's like... He's like, nah, I'm right there. I'm like, bro, just spit it out. Just spit it. Like, just get it out. But so he'd be
having to walk off. And,
yeah, he'd be like, ah.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, I get it, though.
It's like, it's frustrating knowing what you want to say, but when it's time to say it, you can't say it. And there's no reason why I can't say it. But the reason is, I'm not talking enough. Like, ain't nobody teaching me how to talk or speak. Yeah. Like, you have to practice speaking in order to speak.
But that's why I liked him and Shanique. It's like when he was sitting down with Shanique's family, and he was when they asked him about, like, do you think he'll ever be able to speak with his mom again? He's just like, I'm at a loss for words, and then they literally just stayed quiet.
And he was like, I'm not asking. I just don't want to speak about that.
Yeah, and I was like, this is beautiful, because it's like you usually don't share enough. You just walk away, and it was like, this is the one time you couldn't get up and walk away.
Like,
yeah.
And he just like, she don't even remember my birthday. Like, and I was like, This is growth. This is beautiful. Like,
yeah, that's why I had liked them together, because I was like, he needs people in his life that would, like, help nurture him and da da da.
Remember the thing I was listening to earlier? He was like, handle me.
Yeah, that's the same thing. You was listening to.
Like,
I remember responding to it, but I really wasn't listening. I just heard, they can't handle you. And I was like, handle me. But anyways, let's focus.
Yeah, same thing.
But yeah, they gave him the room to actually speak and complete his thought and figure out what his thought was before he said it. That's the thing. He needs time to think about what he's going to say before he says it. Nobody gives him the time to actually think about it, because, like, when you're in the heat of the moment, you don't have a moment to just be like, hold on.
But even with that, people be thinking that you have to respond immediately. Like, give me some time and just let me take a breath. People don't be breathing properly either. In the heat of the moment, you don't breathe properly, so you don't get enough oxygen to the brain. So let me take a second so I can inhale, exhale. Now I can give you a great answer. Like, I can give you an honest answer, because,
But everybody was just very reactionary. I guess. I don't know if that's the word.
Or just reactive.
That's the actual word.
I don't know.
Reactionary?
I have no idea.
I believe it's a word.
It's a word now?
I believe it is.
Reactionary,
guys.
You know, it's Googleable. It's easily Googled.
Yeah, Google it. It may not be a word, but it is here. Everybody was just so reactionary.
I like that.
The ultimate.
Reactionary? Airy. What do you put airy at the end of?
Dictionary.
But those are the only couples that
couples that matter.
Because Kobe and Matt, Kobe crazy, bro. Kobe is crazy.
And he's y'all talking about Zay walking out. Kobe left for how many days after him and Mandy was back together?
Kobe was
bugging.
But I don't really care about Kobe like that, but I liked Zay. That's why I was upset with Zay.
Yeah, I like Zay too.
Because with Kobe, he started out so, like, I was like, oh, actually, I respect him. Yeah, I was like, he's, when he was talking to Shorty, and she was just like,
you know, I'm not attracted to you.
But he didn't even start, he didn't even start there. That's why I was like, why are you bugging?
He said, this isn't going to work.
He was like, I don't see a future. He said, the most polite way, I don't see a future with you. And she was like, you don't see a future. And then she was like, I just need to know why. He's like, I'm not attracted to you. She's like, ain't no way you can't be attracted to me. I'm like, whoa.
And I mean,
hold on. It's like, you know what I'm saying? The beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but not the type. That's it. Right. You know, like,
not attracted to you.
But then he did a whole switch, and I was just like, bro, you weird.
It's
and
the
then,
same guy talking about love.
Yeah, I just and then
but he was putting the moves on Lauren.
What?
She was thinking about having kids.
She was definitely thinking about having kids. She was ready. Because Lauren's issue wasn't that she didn't want to have kids. She didn't want to have kids with Nate. That's the thing.
This is why I didn't like Nate.
Nate was wild.
That episode, he was like, you know, I can't lose Lauren to him. Yes. Let me just propose.
Because he knew he was about to lose Lauren.
I'm glad April was like, hold on. We not doing this. Because,
When I started liking April. Before that, I was like,
she was just annoying before that. But I think I don't understand how Lauren says yes to that proposal.
Right? Because I'd be like,
because you can clearly see. All right, he was getting ready to choose Shanique. Then right,
but he told Mandy that he was going to choose her.
Right, but
he told Mandy he was going to choose her, but he actually wanted to choose Shanique. But Shanique chose Zay, so it's like, dang, I can't choose Shanique now because she chose Zay already.
Right, but so all right, it was Shanique, and then when Shanique chose Zay, he pivoted and he was getting ready to choose April, and April was like, actually, I'm going to go with blah blah blah. I forget who
Harry.
She chose.
I'm going to call him Harry.
Whoever the dude was that was
got married.
Connor.
That's his name, Connor.
I don't know what his name is. The first dude that married the chick that
proposed to his actual girlfriend.
Alexis.
They didn't even make it through the experiment. Yo.
His name was Hunter.
Hunter. Yeah. She was like, I choose Hunter. So he's like, all right, cool. Now he panicking. He's like, I'm gonna choose you, Madeline.
Yes.
And I'm like,
but Lauren was sitting right next to Madeline, so it's like.
And then again, the audacity after. That's why I was like, bro, how did she? I was like, there's no way she
said
yes.
So then that was my question. If nobody chooses me, now I'm going to end up like Kobe and April. Now we just, they formed a pact to grow. April the only one that grew.
Because what I noticed is that Kobe went in there as if he didn't have anything to work on. So his goal was whoever he is with, he's going to help that person grow. He wasn't there to grow for himself. He was like, she going to see that I'm the one she needs to be with and the one that she loved, and we're going to get married at the end of this. And he was right, but he's still trash. If you're watching this, Kobe, you're trash.
Yeah, nah, Kobe was trash.
So, yeah, but the fact that Kobe and Madeline, first of all, okay, I feel like Kobe immediately hiring somebody so that him and Madeline could get married on the spot was very manipulative of him. Because I feel like that eliminated her opportunity to decide if later on she was like, you know what, I actually don't want to marry you, even though we got engaged on the show and went on this experiment.
I fell asleep during that episode.
Okay, well, they got married.
I knew they got married. I seen him holding her hand.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
he actually brought... He had somebody there to propose, like, to get them
to officiate the wedding
so that they can get married on the spot.
On the spot. And I was like, I feel like that was very manipulative because it didn't give her the opportunity to, I guess, go through her actual engagement with him. Like, she was about to tell him no the night before.
Yeah,
so the fact that she even accepted the proposal was crazy to me. And I felt it was very manipulative because he knew he effed up really bad. And alright, well, you said yes, so I'm not going to give you the opportunity to say no, and we're going to get married right now. I feel like that's mad manipulative in that situation.
But she could have said no.
She still could have said no, and I wish she did, because she needed to leave there by herself.
Yeah, because, like,
her mom didn't say it, but she said it. You're not ready to get married.
Yeah. Like,
That's just... None of y'all ready to get married.
Right.
None of y'all ready. None. If y'all watching this, y'all gonna watch this sooner or later. Y'all none of y'all was ready to get married. But if y'all are married, I wish y'all the best. You know, love, life, prosperity, longevity, all that good stuff. But at this time, this present time, y'all wasn't ready. But I hope y'all grow. Work on yourself. You see how Will and Jada is, you know... Never mind. Never mind.
Like, I don't know if that's like, that's, a like that's, good not, that's not
the best. They still got to work on themselves. So
they do.
But they do. But yeah, I didn't like that. I think Shanique and Randall should have left by themselves. I feel like, and also I would not want to be proposed to after this. After like if we went through this, because I feel like the proposal was forced at this point. Like it's not
and
cute.
Randall.
It's not cute.
Shanique. Mm-hmm. Don't give me back like that. Don't. That's not what we doing here. Yeah. Ask me. I told you ain't nothing go on. You was his cinnamon apple. If you watching this, you was his cinnamon apple. And then you go and do that?
Why you going to do that?
He was just playing around like.
Do that.
It's the thing, right? Where, all right, if I, no pun intended, right? If I come over there and I slap you, right? What you do after that?
What Chris Rock do?
Hey, but
that's entirely up to him.
That's up to him, right? But again, if I slap you and you punch me in my face after that, right? I can't be mad that you punch me in my face because it's like, hey, I slapped you first, so it's like,
but,
so he
okay,
he
so
led what? With he led with the night before, like. Hey, you know, you and my ex, you know, we in an experiment, you know, like, yeah, of course I can, you know, yeah, of course we was.
And that was that night. It wasn't the night before.
No, it was like, it was the night before. It might have been the night before.
Okay, so what if the slap was, hey, Randall, we going on the show. That was the slap. So now the, you know, he making it seem like we doing something. That's the punch in the face.
Yeah.
So now we fighting at this point. Man, y'all should have. Randall, it's your fault.
Yeah,
sorry. Man. Shanique, I apologize. Let that thought out. Randall, gotta get it together, my boy.
Yeah, that was
so,
wild.
Yeah, Randall and Shanique should have left by themselves. Jake and April should have left by themselves.
Yeah, Jake should
have left by themselves.
But nah, Jake picked Ray.
He picked Ray, but they went on vacation. He didn't actually propose.
They didn't go on vacation though.
They didn't.
I would have took the trip. Bali, please. Right, like anywhere. This is a golden ticket. Like,
yeah. But she didn't go on the trip because she
went back to Zach. Let that thought out. That's the moral of the story. The moral of the show.
That's all they were trying to do.
Just let that thought out, you know? Yeah. It's okay. We young.
Yeah.
They was wilding. Like, it's not even that. Like, this is.
It really wasn't that bad. But it was a setup. The whole show was a setup,
yeah.
too. Yeah. It was just.
It was set up for failure.
It was.
So, do y'all feel like ultimatums work? Cause I feel like there's for a few people it does, but in general, it's like you don't really. From everybody here, like, all right, you think about Jake and April, right? It didn't work for like she didn't get married to Jake.
2.5 years, that was the max relationship. 2.5 years, not a long time.
It's not.
They was in college, so most of them, the oldest person, besides maybe Hunter. I think Nate was like 30.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so majority of them was under 25. Well, was under...
Yeah. No, under 25. Yeah, 25, yeah.
25 or under.
25, 26.
25. All of them was in school, or Jason went to the military.
They just graduated.
So, like, after graduating college, why do you think you're ready to be married?
Because it's the next step.
It's not the next step.
That's what they feel like
get
is
your
the next
life,
step.
Get yourself together. Get your life together. Experience life. Jason had it right. He wanted to go travel. Travel the world. He bought you a car. If we doing everything that, like, we married, me marrying you isn't... You telling me, marry me or I'm leaving. That's not helping anything. That's not pushing us forward. That's like, whoa. I told you, I'm telling you, this is my plan. I'm going to marry you, but I would like to travel the world because I know once we get married, we're going to have kids. Just like you said, I want to explore life before I have kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I ain't having kids like,
It's like,
and you know the most, you know the wild, the most like wild part about that is if he was willing to go along with everything. If it, like if she would have gave him a year to travel, yeah, he would. They would have had a kid. They would have been married. And again, not even thinking about anything that he wanted. Like because before that, he was. It was all April. Hey, April, you want to come to the show? We good. Hey, April, you want to blah blah. Like he was all there. All he wanted was 1 year. Like he just get 1 year to travel. That's why when Ray was like,
now he got all, hey, he got the rest of his life now.
Ray was like,
I'm happy for him.
Ray was like, I wanna. She was like, when he said Jake said he wanted to travel, Ray was like, all right, you know, you want to travel with the kids too? She was like, yeah, actually, like, I'd love to travel with the. This man was so excited. Like you can see, he was just so excited. It was like when he was with Ray, it was like a breath of fresh air. He was just like.
Somebody oh, man, gets me.
I can breathe. Because I was drowning
was,
5 minutes
also
ago.
Like,
let me take that back. Mm.
She was also asking him what he wanted. Like, oh, here's an idea. What do you think about this? Or would you want to do this? Like, not just being like, here's what I want to do. So let's do this. And all right.
Yeah. I'm going to take you back. I'm happy for you, Jason. I'm happy
Jake.
For you.
Jake.
Oh, Jake? His name
is
Jake?
His name Jake, yeah.
I'm happy for you, Jake. Pardon me.
I say, he's the only person that seemed like he actually got something, I guess, good out of
yeah,
it.
He got a lot.
I mean, granted, like, I think Shanique and Randall probably, because
they
ended up.
Good now?
I think they're good now, but.
I don't know. Who do you know? Are they still together?
I don't know. I don't plan on keeping up.
I don't either.
Not at
all. I think Ray got something out of it, too. I think
she's a girl now. She got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in terms of, like, you getting the partner.
Like her character.
I mean, she's standing up for herself now.
Yeah, she's standing up for herself.
A little gusto.
Yeah. And her and Jake seem like they're good friends now, so.
Yeah.
She got a good friend out of it, and she also learned how to stand up for herself, and she's comfortable now with announcing to the world that she's bi. So,
well, she wasn't comfortable being bi. Now she, I guess she's gay now. She said she was uncomfortable being bi. So I guess now she's gay.
No, she was uncomfortable with being bi. She has a girl, like she's been bi. She was uncomfortable with that fact.
That she was bi, so now she's
gay. I think she's still bi. She just has a girlfriend.
So why did she say she was uncomfortable?
Like, before, saying it and, like, you know,
like,
accepting the fact that she was bi.
And now
she has a girlfriend.
I got you now. Because when I was watching this episode, I was...
Sleep?
I was awake for the reunion. The whole time, I'm like, I should not have watched the show. I go like, Jake, I'm like, you know, I'm only watching this because they told me we going to pot about it. So I got to see it through. But... I shouldn't be watching this show.
I was watching it and I was like, there's no happy ending here. Like, this is
like
this is just
trash.
A bunch of hurt
like,
people.
Hurting people.
Hurt people.
Like, they just arguing. Like, when, again, April, seeing April and Jake going back and forth, I'm like, dang, you can still see, like, they're both annoyed at each other. And then, like, seeing Zay and Ray go back and forth, I'm like,
yeah. And it's actually hard to change. Like, once they leave the show, but like a lot went back to how it was.
Well,
like it's hard to change. Like
so, Zay and Ray went back to each other. Jake and April were still living with each other at first, and like Randall and Shanique, they already weren't living together.
Yeah, they just broke up for
six months. Yeah, so it's like
which makes all the sense in the world. The first thing I said when I was watching them, I was like, oh, they probably don't need to be together. Like Shanique, she needs to get somebody else because her whole thing in her mind was, hey, you not proposing to me, what's wrong with me? And he like, ain't nothing wrong with you. I just not ready to get married. And
right.
It's like, and
yeah, I'm not ready yet.
That's really all he needed to say was, I'm just not ready to get married. That's it. And she's like, all right, if it's that big of a deal for you, then you can find somebody else to marry you.
But like, I feel like women and men are raised completely differently.
Absolutely.
So if, all right, little girls are, they playing house, they taught the...
That's what I was saying.
Dudes, like, they just go outside
and
do whatever. So, it makes sense why the girl is ready to be married and the boy is not ready to be married.
Yeah.
But if they both grew up, like, if the structure was the same for male and female growing up, they might be ready to be married around the same time.
But it's not, because a lot of it is like, because even when you think about... people asking you to get married. Like people don't typically ask guys, so when are you gonna get married? Yeah. They only ask you that if you're a guy, if you're like late 30s. I'm like, hey, when are you gonna settle down with somebody? Or unless you've been with somebody for a very, very, very long time. But most of the time, all of the questions are geared towards the woman. It's like, hey, when are you guys getting married? When are you guys, when is he gonna pop the question? Well, what are you doing to get ready to be a good wife? What are you saying?
Because how am I supposed to know when he gonna pop the question? Stop asking me that, because I don't know. I don't have the timeline. I'm talking to you, Mom.
She asked you that?
Yes. People, I get that question a lot. Like, oh, so when y'all getting married? Like, we've been together for a while, like, longer than 2.5 years, people. But it's... like, we wasn't, whenever I would tell people, I'm not, like, we've discussed this, we not ready to get married, like, we just, you know, they'd be like, how do you know you not ready to get married? What do you mean, how do I know I'm not ready to get married? Right, like, I've discussed this with me, and I made the decision, like, I'm not ready to be a wife. Well, you don't know what it means. Listen, I'm just not ready. It's okay.
Yeah, nobody ever, and that's the most hilarious part, is nobody ever asked me, hey, so when you...
You know,
a
couple of people asked me that before, but it wasn't people that you would expect to ask me that. It's dudes my age, like, yo, when you get, like, what are you doing? Like, excuse me? Come on now.
I will tell you that random old people who like, give you relationship advice.
Listen
to their relationship.
Because that'd be the thing. Because they'd be giving you, I'm sorry to cut you off. They'd be giving you the real advice because everybody else would be like, yeah, you know, get married. And I'm like, y'all don't make marriage sound appealing the way y'all talk about marriage at all. Like, yeah,
you might as well just go ahead and do it.
The first
happy thing, wife, happy life. Nah,
we know. I like that one.
Nah, I like that.
I like that one.
But yeah, all of the might as well do it, and then the, hey, you know, marriage is work. That's the front. They don't even be saying like.
I don't even want to go to work now.
Like, what? Hey, it's hard work. Like y'all lead with the hard work. Y'all don't even lead with, hey, it was the best decision of my life, and I feel great. They just be, hey, it's hard work. You know,
I love my kids.
Like, what?
That's over the wife. I love my kids. My kids are great.
Yeah, but I have a great family. You know, I love my family.
But the older...
It's like, what is that? You didn't tell me nothing.
The older people who have given me advice, like, they be like, oh, yeah, take your time.
Yeah, they be talking about like, thank you. You know, thank
you.
Take
your time, you know?
You
just
understand.
Just wait till you're ready.
Because all of this stuff, it'd be hilarious because all of the stuff that you hear from people who have, like, hard times in marriage... Like, the issues that they have, is stuff that they could have worked out before they got married. They just were like, hey, you know what? We just going.
We going to go together. We going to figure it out.
It's like, I know you got a broken arm. I got a broken leg, but we can heal while we together. Like, what you...
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Pretty
like, just heal up. Y'all can walk down the aisle able-bodied. Like, why are we doing this?
Right.
Like,
we're one now.
It's just...
It's funny, though. It's really funny. Everybody in that show should have left alone, including, well, Hunter and Alexis.
I mean, they got what they wanted. She was like, hey, I'm not moving in with you until we get married. And she proposed. And he's like, all right, you know what? I just realized right now, I'm proposing.
He was like, somebody else just chose me, and I don't even want to be, I just want to be with you. I don't want to live with nobody else.
But you know the most hilarious part about that? The only reason she was up in arms was because Kobe didn't want to choose.
Oh, yeah, because if Kobe would have picked her, she was right in there with Kobe.
She was like, what? You don't... There's no way you can't find me. You see me? Do you see me?
Then she came back the next day, and he was like, yeah, I'm not attracted to you. Like...
Cause he's
just not attracted to you.
He kept it so polite the first time, and then he after she asked him like the third time, he like, listen, I'm just it's just, you know, you're all about money. I can't do it.
And that was so smooth. Like the first day, I don't see a future with you. Like I wouldn't have thought of those words.
I would have been like saying like,
well, you know,
I would have walked out.
But I will say I know because their situation was different too. Because all the other couples, if you notice, as soon as they were, they moved out of their, the place with their original partner, they stopped communicating with their original partner. They was like, all right, we exes. Bam. Every step of the way, she was going back to Hunter, like, being like, all right, so this happened, like, I'm trying to, like, I don't, and then she's like, I don't feel comfortable living with anybody else, because she never lived with anybody. He's never lived with anybody else, so they would be constantly talking, like, okay, yeah, I don't really feel comfortable with that, you know, I thought this was going to be a different situation. Even at the party, when everybody else was having drinking games and whatever, they was in the corner talking to each other. So, I'm like, I respect it, y'all knew what y'all wanted. For real, for real. Y'all realized this experiment was not
all right, let me get this what y'all needed.
And that y'all actually wanted to be with each other. Y'all ain't want to live with nobody else or do no trial marriage. So, like, I respect it. Now, Nate was trash, okay? Nate, if you watching, you trash. Okay? You are just trash. I just feel like you a sore loser because you ain't get picked. So then you was like, oh, we could choose the person we came in with. Knowing you was the one who gave the ultimatum and you wanted to be in this experiment, you was just mad you ain't get the girl that you wanted. But your issue was you was selling marriage and a family and you wasn't showing nobody your personality. And it's probably because you're crazy. But I digress.
Yeah, that man was, yeah, I just want kids. You know, I'm a family man. I can't wait to be a family man. I need 5 kids. You know, I can't wait to be, like, bro, just hold on.
Right.
Pump the brakes.
Right.
Say, I know everybody here want kids, but
the likes.
Relax, my
not dude. All of them want them right this second.
I mean, April did.
April did.
April was ready. She had
April did. But also, like, nobody really, he was selling it so hard. Like, it wasn't no, like, hey, let me get to know you, like, as a person.
Cause
it was
like,
let me get to know you as a wife.
I'm here. I'm trying to get married. You, most of y'all women brought the dude here. So, y'all ready to get married, too. So, let me talk to you about what you want. Well, so, yeah, I want to get married. You want to get married. Let's make it happen.
That's not a sales pitch, though.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Nathaniel.
If I'm living with you for 3 weeks, I don't want to hear your sales pitch on how you'll be such a great father and how you'll be, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to leave with the partner I originally came here with.
Right.
So I don't really care that you feel like you'll be the greatest husband. I care that I'm with somebody that I feel comfortable with, or I feel like I can learn something from, or that I get along with for the next 3 weeks.
Right.
Because I want to go back to my man after this is over. So that's cute, but at this point I don't even know who you are, besides the fact that you want kids and your girl don't want to have kids, which wasn't even true. She just ain't want to have kids with you.
She just wasn't ready to have kids.
Yeah,
well, she was just like, I think she was more, if it happens, it happens. But she's not, he was like, I need to have kids. And she like, hey, if I don't have kids, I'm not going to be upset.
Yeah, but I think it's also a thing
you
of,
want me to do, huh?
I don't want to. I think she also, because when she was talking to Colby, it was more of a like, well, I don't want to raise my kids by myself. And you're busy at work all the time.
Yeah, somebody has said that.
Yeah, so, like, I don't feel like if we have kids together, I feel like I'm going to be raising them by myself. So why am I about to be like, oh, yeah, we need to have 5 kids right now? Like, nah.
Soccer mom.
Right. Like, are you going to be there to help me with these kids? Because I, at this point, I don't feel comfortable even telling you that I want kids because you're not hearing me when I try to explain to you my issues with it, and you're just like, oh, you don't want kids. Okay, cool. I don't want kids then.
No worries, you just gotta know who you with.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fellas, just because you could provide, that don't mean you the man for every woman.
Right. And yeah, don't mean you're gonna be a good dad.
You gotta be able to provide for them mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. You have to be there, be present, you know? You have to be able to communicate effectively. Know their love language. You know, if their love language is quality time, you know, set some time to spend quality time. Words of affirmation. Hey, how you doing? You're beautiful. I love you. Things of that nature, you know? Physical touch. Let that thought out.
Moral of the story is, let that thot out.
And know who you're with. Women as well. Know who you're with.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, people, that show really just showed that people just, one, they don't know who they with, but they just don't be listening. Like, they don't, like, they don't listen. Nobody to nothing. Listening. You just be like, yo, you don't hear what they, like, they'll tell you exactly what they want, and then they'll just be like, all right, but you want that, but you been blah, blah, blah.
Talk to me! Hold on. Literally, he just told me to write you a letter?
how else can I put this? Please.
Yeah. None of them was listening. And that's probably why half the time they was having a bad time communicating. Because wasn't nobody actually listening to anybody. Right. Except for when they got with the new partners. Then the new partners was listening.
Because it's still the cupcake stage. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, very cupcake-ish. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Long story less long.
Let that thought out.
Let that thought out. While you're young.
Also, just don't go on the show.
Yeah, scratch that. Moral of the story, don't go on the show. Work it out at home. Yeah. You know?
Go to a therapist.
Because if you let the thought out, you know, people be demons out here. You know, they be vibrating very low. And you don't want that type of energy on you. You know? So,
yeah.
Go within. First, go within and fix yourself. You know, focus on yourself, and then you will attract.
All right. Moral of the story, right? Don't go on this show, or else we gonna be on this show talking about y'all. That's it. You don't want us. You don't want people like us. Right. So, because you know, now we talk about you and your mother and how your mother don't talk right to your significant other. We don't like this. We don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about how your mannerisms is fruity. We don't want to talk about this. Like, we don't want to talk about none of this. So let's just keep it in the not in the closet, but keep it in your house. Keep it in your house. You know, work it out. And if you don't
talk to your partner,
you know what I'm saying? Work it out or let that thought out. Either one, pick a struggle. That's it.
Talk to your partner. Talk to a therapist.
Work it out or let that thought out.
That's it. One or the other.
Just but in conclusion, this is the gray area. Make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe. Make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe. If y'all got any other shows that y'all want us to review, let us know. We're not going to do episode by episode. We will binge and we will review a season. So let us know about that. Comment below. DM us on Instagram at The Gray Area Podcast? At Gray Area Podcast?
Something like that. It's gonna be
right here. Somewhere on the screen. But yeah, let us know what y'all think. Let us know who y'all favorite couple was, who y'all hated, whatever. But like, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And we'll see y'all next time. Bye!
Yes, sir!